KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The Alcoholic Beverage Control Board has approved the transfer of three licenses in the city of Nome. Last July, the AC Value Center on Tiller Highway applied to purchase one license from the Anchor Liquor Store and two from the Nome Liquor Store. The package store licenses transferred to AC Value Center allow for the sale of any alcoholic beverages. AC Value is a division of the Alaska Commercial Company, which is owned by the Northwest Company based in Winnipeg, Canada. The transfer was filed with the Nome City Council and approved by all relevant government agencies. According to Alcoholic Beverage Control Board Director Shirley Cote, the transfer is likely to be approved.
They've gone through the local governing body, and there is no protest there. Everything else is done. Fire Department has looked at it, the Department of Revenue, Department of Labor. It looks like all of that has been received.
The option to protest the transfer lasts for 60 days after the date of filing, and it closed September 3rd, just yesterday. At this time, no specific objections have been registered with the City Council. Governor Sean Parnell did declare an economic disaster for residents on St. Lawrence Island last Thursday. An unusually low walrus harvest is currently impacting the more than 1,300 residents that make the island home. Walrus hunting occurs in the springtime on St. Lawrence Island. Residents in Gamble and Savunga typically harvest 1,000 walruses during the animal's annual migration from the Bering to the Chukchi Sea. This spring, because of an unusual southwest wind and poor weather conditions, a long, solid strip of ice kept hunters from reaching the animal's migration route and their usual hunting waters. 340 walruses were harvested, just 36% of the average annual harvest and the lowest harvest on record. Glenn Haight works in the Division of Economic Development within the Alaska Department of Commerce. His office recommended that the governor issue an economic disaster declaration after looking at the economics of the walrus harvest on St. Lawrence Island. Haight says the department realizes the subsistence lifestyle goes way beyond any monetary value, but for their report, they did strictly look at the monetary value of an average walrus harvest.
What's, I think, more outstanding about this particular issue is we're talking about walrus, which is a significant portion of the economy and the diet subsistence harvest of folks on St. Lawrence Islands.
80 to 90% of our diet comes from marine mammals, so we're very reliant on resources like walrus.
Vera Metcalf in Nome is the director of the Eskimo Walrus Commission. She herself grew up in Savunga and has been working with the communities of Gamble and Savunga since April. More recently, she's provided data on harvests to Glenn Haight's office at the Department of Commerce. And according to the Department of Commerce's report, the subsistence lifestyle is worth roughly $17,000 in some homes on the island.
It's a conservative viewpoint of what the value of subsistence is. I think it's a minimal look at it.
And so a conservative look at it would mean that the subsistence lifestyle in Gamble brings in about $2.3 million annually. And while residents on the island would not consider themselves poverty-stricken, the estimated household income at $35,000 to $38,000 places them below the federal poverty guideline with the economics of the subsistence lifestyle taken into account. Without subsistence foods, the average income per household is at $22,000 to $23,000. The declaration of economic disaster does not mean money will be funneled to the communities of Savunga and Gamble. The legislature may appropriate money for assistance grants, and the governor may also recommend that capital projects planned for the island be put on the fast track. Department of Commerce Commissioner Susan Bell compiled information for aid programs for St. Lawrence Island residents. And the field for governor got more crowded. Byron Mallott says he plans to take on Sean Parnell as a Democrat. Mallott is a familiar face in Alaska politics. He served as mayor of both Juneau and Yakutat. He was the first commissioner of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, and he's headed the Sea Alaska Corporation and directed the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. While Mallott still has not filed the paperwork needed to run, he declared his candidacy yesterday in an interview with Alaska Dispatch. There's been some speculation that he might follow Bill Walker's lead and run as an independent. Instead, Mallott wants to earn the Democratic nomination. That means he could face off against State Senator Hollis French in a party primary. French has not officially committed to entering the race, but he's announced he's exploring a run and he's registered with the state as a candidate. French says Mallott's announcement should not affect his final decision on the issue.
I've never been one to try to, you know, arm twist other candidates into getting in or out of the race. I think this is a good development.
Mallott could not be reached for comment for this story. A magnitude 6.5 earthquake has been recorded in waters off Alaska's remote Aleutian Island region, where a 7.0 quake hit just last week. The Alaska Tsunami Warning Center says there's no danger of a tsunami from yesterday afternoon's quake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered about 50 miles south-southwest of Atka. Scientists say earthquakes are very common in the area. Dozens of aftershocks have been recorded since Friday's big quake. There have been no reports of damage or injuries. And the Arctic Winter Games are still looking for more than 1,000 volunteers to help stage the event. The games will be held from March 15th to the 22nd. Fairbanks will host the games for the first time since 1988, with thousands of international athletes and visitors expected. A total of 2,500 volunteers is needed to help with the games. Organizers hope to have all volunteers committed by December 31st. And a look at the price of gold today, down $23.90 an ounce to $1,389.30. An ounce of silver at $23.53, down 86 cents. It's unofficially 49 degrees at the KNOM studios, exactly 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.